CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Voters in Mexico have made history despite a brutal and bloody election.
61-year-old Claudia Sheinbaum, a scientist with a PhD from UC Berkeley, will be Mexico's next president, becoming the first woman to lead her country. Her victory is also a referendum in favor of current president Andrés Manuel López Obrador's left-leaning government, consolidating and strengthening its power for another 6 years. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
And Sheinbaum will be just the second female chief executive ever in North America. Later today, President Biden is expected to take unilateral action to curb asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez explains how it could work.
President Biden is expected to issue a long-awaited executive order to partially shut down asylum processing. This move would likely give U.S. border officials the power to summarily and quickly deport migrants back to Mexico or to their home countries without processing their asylum claims when a certain threshold is surpassed.
Also happening today, President Biden's son Hunter goes on trial. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
Jury selection begins in Hunter Biden's criminal trial in Delaware. The president's son faces three felony charges related to his alleged illegal purchase of a firearm. Prosecutors say he made false statements on a federal form about his drug use. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted.
There are excessive heat warnings throughout California, and firefighters are already busy in areas like San Joaquin County north of Modesto. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Josh Silveria says dry grass is making it hard to fight the corral fire.
Being out, just walking through it, it's, 4 feet tall, and it's pretty thick and matted. We call it a light flashy fuel. That grass just burns so readily.
The fire has burned 14,000 acres. It is only 50% contained. Sports now, the Hockey Championship Series is set.
Now a shot missed the net from Robertson as time winds down.
The Edmonton Oilers beat the Dallas Stars last night. The call on NHL on TNT. Now they will face the Florida Panthers for the title. Gymnastics superstar Simone Biles is now a 9-time U.S. all-around champion. The 27-year-old finished with the top 2-day total on all 4 events in Texas. The U.S. championships are the last major event before the Olympic trials in Minneapolis that are at the end of the month. Then the Olympics, which begin July 26th in Paris. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Adele shut down a fan in Vegas over the weekend.
Adele was quick to fire back at a homophobic heckler who shouted "Pride sucks" at her residency this weekend in Las Vegas. That show was on the first day of Pride Month, and Adele's been a longtime ally of the LGBTQ community. But it's also not the first time she's clapped back at audience members. Last year, she addressed concert etiquette, warning fans not to throw things at singers on stage. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Family-friendly films ruled the weekend box office. The Garfield movie was at the top with an estimated $14 million domestically. If the movie about imaginary friends edged out last week's top draw, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, for a second. Both earned more than $10 million, with Furiosa taking the third spot. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 50s. A few showers and thunderstorms on your Monday, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night and a low near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon. It's 57 at our studios.
Returns for us at least. fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy. Birds of a feather, we still.
baby, who could take me away from my God? Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Daddy do. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Go alone now, calling your name after losing at the game.
game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Time goes slowly, but carries on. And now the best years, the best years have come.
Tell me how much you missed me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the whole side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. We'll be right back.
Closer, and it's easy to trace. the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. His mama cries.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
music behind. It's all and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they pass that.
McQueen and McGuire's just getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. All is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
So Denny and Sebastian sat
tonight,
and after every number they pass the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A. You know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Old John is all, and that was the much fun.
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting
no fun. News and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS.